more. Sunny and 70 degrees today. Well, with the talk of CC Sabathia and his rehab, he's already there. The Yankees go forward in the playoffs without him. And what would a morning be without, if something like, you're right, this comes up, you expect that, of course, Francesca comes in here at some point with an opinion.
I mean, look, people have drinking problems.
Were you surprised that he did it on the eve of the playoffs?
Of course I'm surprised. I have a drinking problem myself.
Oh, do you?
Every day I have a diet soda right next to me over here. And I drink it every day. I'm all hopped up on caffeine. Bubbles in my throat feel good.
I mean,
that's you know, it helps me go.
Does it?
And you so, know, you know so everything? I mean, look. You know, we all have our demons. Okay, why he chose now? Sabathia chose now. I don't know. So now we're stuck with Tanaka tonight. We still have Nova. Pineda.
You know there's no R's at the end of their names, right?
What's that?
There's no R's at the end of their names.
Who's saying the R's at the end of the names?
You said Pineda.
I said Pineda.
You said Pineda.
I said Nova.
No,
said Tanaka.
You said...
I said Severino.
Who just went to rehab?
Sabathia.
You said Nova.
And Pineda, I swear
you did.
Get your own show, and then you can talk to me, okay? The main concern that I have is I need Rudy Giuliani's opinion on this situation.
Oh, no.
We'll get to him right now. Rudy, thanks for joining us on the program here.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Mark.
News had come down. It was shocking. You, a lifelong Yankee fan... What do you think about Sabathia going the rehab?
I was very surprised. I was very concerned about CeCe
right. And
his well-being. Uh-huh. But it reminded me of, you know, being a lifelong Yankee fan. It reminded me of Billy Martin back in 76 and 77 and the drug problems that he had back then. This was something that, you know, was not going to be easy to resolve.
Billy was an alcoholic as well.
Right.
Billy Martin was not a Roman candle. I mean, he stuck with this a long time. And 76 and 77 were tough years. Mickey Rivers, Mickey loved the white women. He was so speedy on the bases
because
all the cocaine and Hennessy that he drank.
Jeez.
Cecil Fielder.
Is that right?
I remember Cecil Fielder in the 90s.
Cecil Fielder.
I like Cecil's pizza.
Not Cecil.
Cecil Fielder was drinking vodka.
Can I just tell you, CeCe's pizza, delicious.
Okay? I love CeCe's pizza. My son Andrew can eat a whole pie in one sitting. It's unbelievable.
You know, for $5, you can get a good deal at CeCe's.
And Hideki Arabu, I saw him drink so much sake in one sitting. It was incredible.
Is that right?
We were out to dinner with the former president, George W. Bush, and myself. Uh-huh. We went to a Japanese place, we were eating sushi. Hideki Arabu drank four sakes.
Really?
And it was incredible. It was just amazing.
Thank you. Then
he got up and he cooked the meal.
And he didn't go to rehab.
No rehab for him. It was just incredible.
Okay. Well, we are very lucky to have Mayor Giuliani and Mike Francesa.
And tonight I'm very excited. And we're going to be at the stadium. Hopefully it won't be too cold.
I want to thank you both for getting nothing accomplished.
We're talking about CeCe.
Wait a second. Very, very sad situation,
Mike.
What?
What didn't we get accomplished?
Well, you ended up talking about pizza.
Answer me!
We don't understand why.
Answer me!
How you feel about CeCe going on the eve of the playoffs. That's what, you know, making the decision now and the timing of everything.
It's a bad choice!
Oh, all right. Well,
I drink diet soda all the time! His drinking problem, and he's going to go out there and he can pitch. If I could talk, he can pitch. No. Fact! That's a fact!
And the people of New York City are ready. They're excited.
That's a good point, man.
And they wish CeCe very well.
We do. Right. We do that.
I feel like I'm in an insane asylum.
We'll see you and your son Andrew on TV tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll see you too, Raj.
It's like a day at South Oaks at this
place. It really is.
Are we going to bring a scarf with you? How many scarves do you have?
I have actually 32 scarves. A lot of them have been designed by some of the top-notch designers in the country. And we'll model them tonight. We'll sit in the mayor's booth. The former mayor, Bloomberg, we don't really talk to de Blasio, but I wish CeCe the best.
Thank you very much, Mayor Giuliani and Mike Francesa from Sports Radio, the Sports Pope. Thanks for being here.
Mayor Giuliani, while you're here, you want to do the roads?
I'll be honored.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, let's see. Let's hear it, Rudy.
All right, we'll start here on 25. 25 is closed in both directions in Smithtown in the area of Old Wills Pass. This is because of an accident. The right lane is blocked there. And we also have a crash on the southern state that was wrapping up on the shoulder. That was at exit 35 for Wellwood Avenue. The Long Island Railroad, and which I take to the game many times, you know, when I'm out on Long Island. Ronkonkoma Branch, service was suspended earlier this morning. That has been restored, but there are still some delays there. And one of the great places me and my son Andrew love to go shopping when we're having dinner on the road is at North Shore Farms. They're proud to serve Long Island through six convenient locations. Your premium food store, they're offering everything from traditional groceries to artisanal meats, cheeses, fish, and store-baked bread.